Welcome to Percival's Place on TalkZone.com, the show dedicated to green initiatives. Now, here's your host, Percy Dyer.
Welcome back to Percival's Place, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Percival, and as you know, this is my place. And today we have two exciting guests for you. And first up, we have a young lady by the name of Sharon McDermott. And Sharon focuses on women's health, fertility, and stress, and pain and reduction. So she's a friend of mine, and I'd like to welcome her to the show right now. Sharon, how are you?
Hi, Percy. How are you?
Fine. How's everything?
Good. Very good. Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Yes. Well, welcome to the show. I'm very happy to have you on. Now, I know that you work at the New York Spine Institute, but I know that you also have your own practice, so we want to get into all of the things that you do and where you're located. Let's begin by what exactly you focus on, and tell us about acupuncture and all that kind of good stuff.
Okay, good. Yes, I'm a licensed acupuncturist in New York State. I've been practicing for about 10 years. I'm also board certified to do Chinese herbs, and my practice is located in Westbury, right in the village. And then, as you said, I also work at the orthopedic clinic, which is called New York Spine Institute, which is associated with the Hospital for Joint Diseases and NYU. So I'm there one day a week, and the rest of the days I practice in my private office. And the three areas that I focus on, although I do more than that, are women's health, which includes fertility treatment, also women transitioning to menopause, and then a pain management and stress reduction.
Okay, so we have a lot to talk about in 30
yeah.
minutes. All right,
yeah, right.
So tell me, what is acupuncture? Why is that healthy? What does that exactly do?
So acupuncture works, again, through a holistic sense of the body. The mind and the body are connected, and there are these channels, or meridians, as we call them, basically kind of like lines of energy that we believe we can access either through acupressure or through the needles at specific points on the body to help relieve blockages or to actually increase energy depending on where it's needed. So that's a very like simplistic way of saying how it works, but it definitely does work, and it works on a lot of different levels. It also works as an anti-inflammatory, an analgesic, which is a pain reliever. It works as a hormone balancing. So, you know, there's lots of different ways that the acupuncture can help the body go back to its sort of original balanced way that it should be.
Wow. Okay. You know, what I've noticed, and let's go back for a moment, when you were deciding to take this up as a way of living, because, you know, I've noticed in the last, I'd say 15, 20 years, you know, the medical community here in the United States has now embraced acupuncture as a viable solution to problems. You know, why did you take on, you know, such a task? Why did you decide to take up acupuncture and women's fertility and stress relieving and the discipline of Asian medicine? Why did you do that?
Well, I really came to it in a very unexpected way. I really and initially was not looking to get into it. Excuse me, but basically, I was finishing my undergraduate and trying to find something to do postgraduate. But I had background in movement, and I wanted to, you know, build between the two, so mind and body. And I was had a background with in psychology. I was a psych major. So, you know, okay, trying to get those two together. And then, you know, it just a friend had recommended it to me, and that's how I got into the program, and I loved the medicine, and I saw how well it worked. That's what it really blew me away as to how well it worked. I really didn't understand it, but I knew that it worked. It worked on me because I tried it myself. So that's propelled me into it. You know, that's how I got into it.
That's fantastic. Okay.
Very good.
So what about herbology? What is that do? And I guess, do you combine the two when you give someone acupuncture? Do you recommend that kind of, do you recommend that they take herbs after that or before that, or how does that work?
You can do herbs themselves or combined with the acupuncture. Most of the time I have people come in and do the acupuncture with me first, because the herbs are a little bit trickier. You have to really know what's going on with the person. So I like to see how they are just with the acupuncture, with how the reaction is, try to find out a little more information about them. And that way I can make a better diagnosis, with the herbs, but it can be done without necessarily having to have acupuncture. But both together are, you know, even better, particularly when I'm treating fertility patients. I use it quite a bit, you know, in terms of both the herbs and the acupuncture together. Pain management, sometimes I use it. It depends. You know, it can definitely be used well with it, just the way that I practice. But it, the two together really do create, you know, even a better a chance of having a better benefit from the, you know, from both. So.
Okay. All right, now before I forget, tell everybody where they can reach you and contact you.
Yes, you can reach me. I'm going to give you my telephone number first. It's 516-410-4297. My website is healthyhealingli.com. And I also have a Facebook page, which if you are a member, obviously, if you put in Facebook, you just put in Healthy Healing 12, it'll come up. So that's another thing that I have. And my location, do you want my location also?
Yes, where I am?
It's at 433 Maple Avenue, and that is in the Village of Westbury. I have just gone in with a partnership with a chiropractor. She's a network chiropractor. So we just opened up the Westbury Healthy Living Center. That's what we've called it. So that's been open since the end of August.
Okay, that's Westbury, New York, right?
Yep.
Okay, very good. So let me give you a scenario. Let's say I came in with a shoulder problem. Where would you be placing the needles for the acupuncture?
Well, we would definitely do the local area, the area like your shoulder that would be bothering you. But depending on what's going on, also I would probably do some points maybe a little bit away from that, like at the elbow area. And then we have a lot of hand and, like I should really say, wrist and ankle points that we use quite a bit to help with relieving pain and other ailments, not just pain. But I would probably put one in your hand, maybe one in your foot. Sometimes there's other points, like there's a point on the leg. If you had frozen shoulder, there's a very good point on the outside of the lower leg that we would use to basically, we wouldn't have points in your shoulder at that point. I would make you do some range of motion exercises while I'm doing the needling on the leg, and that actually works very well to loosen up the shoulder. So sounds like it wouldn't really make sense, but it actually does, and it does work well that way.
See, that's interesting to me that the points are in different parts of the body, and the part that's ailing you is that. See, that's fascinating to me. So okay, so let's say you know, and I'm just going to give you two more, just so that people can get an idea. You know, if you have a lower back problem, what would you do for that?
You know, again, it would be, first of all, you know, whenever we're doing something, first we have to find out with the way the person is. So we always ask a lot of questions about, you know, their whole, what we call their constitution. So we're always trying to find out basically somebody's daily habits, how their organ systems are. So that's a whole health evaluation that we do before we would even start treatment. And then, based on that, we would make a diagnosis. So when you have back pain, it could be based on, remember I told you about those different channels or meridians, and each one of those represents an organ. So, you know, it might be, a lot of times with back pain, it's considered a kidney issue. It doesn't mean there's something really wrong with your kidney, but just energetically wise, because we believe with the kidneys residing in the sort of the mid to lower back area, or it could just be a stagnation of energy, chi and blood. So we're going to move that, but at the same time, we also might want to boost up the person a little bit in terms of their energy. So, again, we would do points in their lower back. But, again, I wouldn't just treat their lower back. A lot of times the lower back is tight or having problems because of problems with the upper back. So I probably would treat the upper back also. And, again, I would do some hand and some foot points and some other points lower down on the leg. And, you know, may do some electrical stimulation, or I might do, I always use an infrared heating lamp. That's something just to help get a deeper heat treatment to the muscles. And then I might do something else at the end, like cupping or massage.
Okay, so let's get into that a little bit. Tell me something about Qigong. What exactly is Qigong?
Qigong is it's an ancient system of movement and breathing that is supposed to help bring and tonify more of your own body's energy. And there, if you've seen Tai Chi, it's a little bit like that, but not exactly, because Tai Chi is sort of a series of movements that continuously, you know, flow, whereas Qigong is, you know, you do one movement and then you basically stop, or you hold it for a little bit, and then you would go into another different kind of movement. And again, it's this idea of building up your own core. You know, when you talk about your core muscles, well, this is like your core energy. So that would be the same way, and you would want to stay healthy by doing that. And it's also actually important for someone like me as a practitioner to practice that, because I am, you know, interfacing with patients all the time, and there is a certain amount of energy that I'm expending, you know, so that's how I keep myself strong, by doing things like, I do actually do Qigong on a regular basis, and I have in the past done Tai Chi, but those two are, Tai Chi is more closely related to a martial arts form, so those two are really used, again, to just help your body with breathing and energizing and keeping your immune system strong.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about cupping now. I happen to know what it is a little bit, but I'd rather you explain it. So what constitutes for you, what would make you start to do cupping for a patient, and what is it exactly?
So what I would decide is how they would need it. Well, there's two, I would say, main things that we use cupping for. Cupping is, again, another ancient Chinese technique. It was started with bamboo cups, but now we use glass cups. And then the more modern approach is like to use sort of a vacuum pump device. So the idea behind it is that you are trying to, number one, either bring out stuck tension and energy from the muscles, and it can go a little bit deeper, and it causes a little bit of almost like a bruising on the skin. But I do something called sliding cups, which is going along the muscles, and just instead of doing a massage, it kind of does that in a different way. And the other thing that we use cupping for is if you're having a lot of phlegm production, either just from a cold or bronchitis or some other lung issue, then that could be used also, like particularly on the back, to help remove the phlegm, and the phlegm will start coming up. So that historically are the two things that's been used for. Cupping you could do on most parts of the body. You can't really do it on any bony parts, obviously, but I've done it on arms, legs, back, you know, this more fleshy area. So that's what we use to really just help loosen up the muscles, and it works well. I've been using it a lot in the past, I would say, 6 months. I've been really using cupping a lot because I've just been finding it's very effective. I do treat a lot of pain patients, and I even have used it, you know, when people come in and they have a cold or whatever, and they're trying to get rid of the phlegm. I had a lady who was in, she had bronchitis recently, and worked really well for her. So those things, that's what we use cupping for.
Oh, very good. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, Sharon, and when we come back, we're going to get more into women's fertility and health. And don't go away, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back in a moment with Percival's Place.
Welcome back to Percival's Place on TalkZone.com. Here's Percy Dyer.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Personal Space. We have Sharon McDermott on the phone. Sharon, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Okay. All right. So let's talk about, you know, women's health, fertility, and stress. I know that's what you're an expert in. So let's talk about that and what you do at your practice.
As far as the fertility goes, if a woman comes in to me, you know, I do an evaluation on her, and sometimes she's already been in treatment with a reproductive endocrinologist, which is a doctor who's helping her, obviously, with medical treatment. And sometimes they come into me and they haven't gone to anyone yet. So they usually have been trying to get pregnant for at least a year without success. And that's what determines really what infertility is. And now it's not just the woman. It could be problems with the man in terms of his issues with sperm count or motility or anything like that. So then, you know, I would just find out whether or not that's something that's going on. And sometimes I have the husband come in also and be treated. So, you know, that's first you have to figure out, you know, really what's going on. Is it just her? Is it him? Is it a combination?
Okay. Now, what exactly do you do? What would you do for them? I mean, how do you help them with fertility? How do you do that?
Again, as I had mentioned, the main things that the acupuncture does in terms of fertility treatment would be, one, to balance the hormones. Two, it brings more blood and energy, which we call qi, to the uterus, and also creates a better environment to hopefully have the woman get pregnant. It often creates a better uterine lining for the woman, and it also just helps too with, you know, the anxiety of trying to get pregnant, because that's always can become, you know, emotional issue. So what I do then is just evaluate them, and then with acupuncture. Now, sometimes I've had it where they've only done maybe 5 to 7 treatments and they've been able to get pregnant. So, you know, that's very quick. But at other times, I usually tell them it takes at least 3 cycles to give it a chance. And, you know, then I would be incorporating, obviously, when I said herbs before, I would definitely be asking them to do herbs. And hopefully, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen that quickly. It really depends on a lot of factors. What problems women may have hormonally, you know, there's all different things that could be going on, different hormonal levels. So, but basically, she's got to stick with it for at least 3 months, sometimes up to a year. And I'm basically supporting her overall body to be able to either get pregnant, or sometimes women come in and have issues with miscarriage. They're having, just can't hold the pregnancy. So that's another thing that the acupuncture can help do. You know, in terms of just helping them to keep the pregnancy going and be healthy.
Wow, that's
that answer something.
That is really that is absolutely fascinating. Okay, so why 3 cycles at least? What does that do for the body?
Well, you know, it gives a woman a chance to a lot of times, even when they're coming into you, they might be in the middle of a menstrual, when I say cycle, it's a menstrual cycle. So, sure, you know, everything in a way has to be timed. So, you know, you have to give the body time to respond to the acupuncture and the herb, for the herbs to work. And, you know, we all didn't get to where we are overnight, you know, so when you're trying to correct something, you know, you have to give it a little bit of time. And it's just a guideline that we use as far as, you know, 3 cycles. That's really kind of, like I said, a minimum. I have, again, had women get pregnant before that time, but I've also had women take more time than that. So it just is just a sort of a median guideline to say, okay, you know, at least 3 months, but, you know, by then they're used to the herbs and getting the acupuncture, and by then we hope that there's some change in the body, and then they can be more. We use the word balance, you know, because there isn't really another good word to use, but that's what we do, and hope that by then they're going to be on their way. So.
Wow, that I'm floored by that. How do you help remove like certain toxins from the body and that kind of thing, you know, to get them more balanced? How do you do that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't do blood work, but that's why I kind of teamed up with this network chiropractor, because her name, by the way, is Renee Sicarni, and she does blood work analysis, which is based on another kind of medicine, which is called functional medicine. So we probably could see over time there would be a change in the liver enzyme count, which is one way you could track it. But the body, I think, again, with the acupuncture, is just working on the nervous system. It's working on different hormones in the body and just being able to relax the body and allowing things to work the way they should can just detox the body that way.
When a woman comes to you and she has this kind of issue, you're basically employing, you know, different strategies. You're coming up and saying, you know, you may employ a little qigong, you may, you know, do some acupuncture, you may do some of the blood work, what you were just talking about, and that kind of thing. And it isn't just one thing, but it's a way of balancing the body. Is that it?
Yeah, sure. And I'm also, remember, I am still working with Western medicine many times. I'm, like, for instance, with fertility treatment, I really have to look and go by what the reproductive endocrinologist is doing in terms of their protocol of drug therapy as far as hormones. You know, they're giving them hormones to produce the eggs, and then they're giving them hormones to hold the pregnancy, and, you know, other hormones to start or stop actions of the hormones. So that's all, I have to kind of be part of that piece too. So everything's got to work together. The same thing with, you know, pain management. When I'm working at New York Spine, I have to know what they're doing, and, you know, they may be doing physical therapy, or, you know, sometimes they're going for trigger injections or whatever those things are, like, you know, other types of pain management, but they're still going to come to me to do what I do. So it's not, one is not mutually exclusive of the other. You know, we're all, our basic thing is to make the person well. We're trying to feel better. So, yeah, you have to look at it from a lot of different perspectives and then figure out what's going to work best for that person. I think the strength of Chinese medicine and any Asian medicine is that we're treating the whole person. You know, when someone comes into me and they have pain, but they might say, well, I'm not sleeping well and my digestion's not good. Well, I could treat all those things at once. You know, that's the beauty of it. They don't have to go to three different doctors to figure out, you know, what's going on. So many times when people come in, they're surprised to see that it's more than one thing that they're, you know, that can be treated, and they're feeling better already. So it's just a great system of taking care of the whole body.
Wow, that's fantastic. Would you say now, in the last few years, how many men come to you, and how many versus that of women?
Well, I mean, I'd say, because of course I'm, marketing myself a little bit more as a woman's health person, but I would say in any rate, the majority is probably, I would say probably 70% of my practice is women, you know, but I mean, I do get men coming in, you know, certainly they will call. It's usually pain related, but not always. It could be something else. But yeah, I would say majority of my, patient load is women.
Okay, and how many people are coming to you just for preventative measures? You know, just for the sake of, you know, acupuncture being healthy and that kind of thing, and qigong just being healthy. How many people would you say come in, to, you know, just for preventative stuff?
I mean, people don't come in to me. I mean, there are a few. I do have a few, but generally somebody's come to me for a problem, and then it gets fixed, and then they say, you know, I just want to do maintenance, and they'll come to me once a month or so like that, you know, or sporadically, some people come to me, I wouldn't say that's a large part of my practice. I mean, it would be nice if people would come in and think about being more preventative in terms of their health, but, you know, as we all are, we tend to not do anything until something happens, so, you know, that's just how it is, but, yeah, I mean, I do have some, definitely do have some patients who just come into me periodically, but it's a small percentage. I would say probably, you know, maybe 5% of my practice does that.
Right. Okay. Well, very good. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Say again where they can contact you and talk about your practice again, where it is.
Yes, again, I'm located in the Village of Westbury at 433 Maple Avenue. My telephone number is 516-410-4297. You can also check me out at my newly done website, which is healthyhealingli.com.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Sharon McDermott. Sharon, thank you for coming on the show. We really appreciate having you. You are our first acupuncturist to come on the show.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. All right. We'll talk to you later. And ladies and gentlemen, you stand by, and we'll be right back with another exciting guest on Personal's Place.